This is Jay Fleischman with a Student Loan Show special report on the closing of Westwood College. What does it mean for student loan borrowers? Stay with us on the Student Loan Show. Welcome back to the Student Loan Show. My name is Jay Fleischman. Today with a special report about Westwood College. Westwood College is a for-profit college owned by Alta Colleges Incorporated, and it announced on January 27, 2016, that it would close its doors effective March 2016. Students were informed that they should choose another school by mid-February if they want to continue with one of the partner schools established by Westwood. On November 11, 2015, Westwood, which has 14 locations nationwide, offering career-focused diploma, associate, bachelor's, and master's degree programs, announced that it would stop enrolling new students. That decision came after the college made an agreement with the Illinois Attorney General's office to wipe out $15 million in student loans taken out by criminal justice students since 2004. However, that credit didn't cover the students' federal loans. The school is no stranger to litigation, of course, with a string of well-publicized problems with state and federal governments. The Colorado Attorney General's office reached an agreement with the college in 2012 following a two-year investigation, and as part of the agreement, the college didn't admit any liability, and it agreed to pay the state $2 million in penalties, restitution, and attorney's fees and costs. The school also agreed to credit another $2.5 million in restitution directly to students who financed their tuition with the school's institutional financing program. In 2011, the Veterans Administration disqualified three Westwood College campuses from the GI Bill program after finding erroneous, deceptive, and misleading advertising and enrollment practices at the school. In late 2011, the school stopped enrolling students in their Texas campuses. In a statement released by the school on January 27, 2016, the college stated that it had been through an extended period of declining enrollments due to market shifts and changes in the regulatory environment. Since making the announcement to discontinue all new student enrollments, the college had been focusing on developing a transition plan for students to complete their education. After identifying and contracting with a number of partner schools to provide options for students to complete their education, Westwood decided that the January 2016 term would be the last term taught. In addition to its Westwood College online program, the school has locations in California, including Anaheim, Upland, the Mid-Wilshire area of Los Angeles, and the South Bay area of Los Angeles. In Colorado, two campuses in Denver, one in Denver North and one in Denver South. In Georgia, one in Atlanta and one in Northlake. In Illinois, one in Chicago, one in Woodridge, one near Chicago O'Hare Airport, and the other in River Oaks. And in Virginia, in Annandale and in Arlington. Now, according to its website, the credits that students receive at Westwood may be virtually worthless. On the website, the school says, except in limited circumstances, Westwood credits will not transfer to other schools, and a degree from Westwood will not be honored for admission to an advanced degree program. So any of these partner schools that Westwood has set up, they're probably not going to be any different in terms of the quality of education or in terms of the ability of a student to actually go out and use that education effectively in other ventures. So what do you do if you are a Westwood student or were a Westwood student and you've got student loans? For federal student loan borrowers, you may be eligible for a 100% discharge of your direct loans, federal Family Education Loan Program loans, or federal Perkins loans under the Closed School Discharge Program. Here are your circumstances. If your school closes while you're enrolled and you don't complete your program because of the closure, you qualify. If your school closes within 120 days after you withdraw, then you qualify. You're not eligible for discharge of those federal student loans if your school closes and any of the following is true. You withdraw more than 120 days before the school closes. You are completing a comparable education program at another school. Think about those partner schools that we talked about that Westwood has set up. You are participating in a teach-out agreement with the school. In other words, the school is closed, but they have agreed to continue teaching you until you're finished. If you transfer academic credits or hours earned at Westwood to another school, then you also will not qualify for the closed loan discharge program. But again, these credits don't typically transfer anywhere. Also, if you have completed all the coursework for the program, even if you haven't actually received the diploma or certificate, then you're not going to qualify for discharge either. When you receive a closed school loan discharge, you have no further obligation to repay the loan whatsoever. You will receive reimbursement of all payments that you've made, either voluntarily or through forced collection. And the discharge is going to be reported to credit bureaus so that they delete any adverse credit history that was associated with that federal loan. However, loan discharges for closed schools are considered taxable income, so you want to talk with your tax professional about that. If you completed the program at Westwood, your loans are not going to be discharged. If you transferred your credits to another comparable program at a different school, your loans are not going to be discharged. If, however, you did not complete the program at Westwood, then your loans may be discharged. If you transfer the credits to another school, to a different sort of program, not a comparable program, then your loans may be discharged. If Westwood issued a diploma or certificate to you and you didn't complete the program, then you still qualify for discharge if the other requirements are met. If you're a current student or were a student within the past 120 days at Westwood, then you're going to want to get your academic records and your transcript because it's not going to be so easy to get it after the school closes. So head on over to Westwood, get your academic records, get your transcript, make sure you have them. If, however, you're listening to the show after Westwood is closed, or if you wait too long between hearing the show and getting on the ball to get a copy of the academic records or transcript, then you want to contact the state licensing agency in the state in which the school was located to find out whether the state made arrangements to store those records. Now, all of that applies to federal student loans only. Let's talk about private student loans. There you may run into a bit more difficulty. Some states have what are called student tuition recovery funds that may be able to help you out. For California students, the Student Tuition Recovery Fund may provide similar relief for private student loans as the U.S. Department of Education does for federal student loans. Under the program, students enrolled at the time of school closure or within 60 days of the school's closure may be eligible for reimbursement from the State Tuition Recovery Fund. The student of a closed school must have prepaid the tuition either in cash or by taking out a loan, must have paid the Student Tuition Recovery Fund assessment, which you would have done at the time that you paid the rest of your bill. It's one of the fees. And you must have suffered loss. And of course, suffering loss is you still owe the loan and the school is closed. So if you've exhausted all other possible ways to recover that loss, in other words, you've handled the federal student loans, and you've tried to work with the private student loan lender to get that loan forgiven, then you can file what's called an STRF, Student Tuition Recovery Fund, claim application. Illinois and Colorado do not provide any state-based help. In Georgia, the Tuition Guarantee Trust Fund exists. You can give them a call at 770-414-3300. In Virginia, they've got the Student Tuition Guarantee Fund. You can ring them up at 804-225-2600. You've been listening to the Student Loan Show's special report on the closure of Westwood College. You can text Westwood, one word, W-E-S-T-W-O-O-D, to 44222 on your mobile phone. I will send you my guide to student loan forgiveness for closed schools. My name is Jay Fleischman. I'm your host. I'm also a student loan lawyer. You can find out more about me and about the show by heading over to studentloanshow.com. You can find archives for all of our past shows, as well as resources and information to help you make the best decisions about your student loans. Join me back here for our regularly scheduled programming every Tuesday at studentloanshow.com. And until then, remember, always look both ways before crossing the street.